Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Hey, Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Arki Chankute. Built on Trust is his book. LearningCenter.net is his website. His last name is spelled C-I-A-N-C-U-T-T-I, Chankute. Arki, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being such a long-time great member of our Brain Trust now, more than 14 years. You've been hanging out with us and teaching us about trust. In the last segment, you talked to us about something we hadn't really talked about before, and that is checking your own position.
Yes.
Before you go into a startup relationship or business or whatever, make sure that you're not walking in with baggage that could derail the thing from the beginning. So that would be checking your position. But what if I said, okay, I'm checking my position, but I still got some stuff I can't get over with, and so I say to you, Arki, I'm really hopeful that you and I can have a great relationship. And I promise you I'm going to do my part. And if I don't, please call me out on it. However, can I be honest? I've had problems, and therefore I've adopted an attitude toward doctors or architects or steam fitters, whatever you might happen to be. I've had issues before. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've got some baggage from that. Can you help me? What would be wrong with that?
I think that's great. If you especially if you put it the way you're putting it, you know, instead of saying, are you like all the other architects I've worked with, you know, or I hope you're not, you know, that kind of thing. But if you're saying, can you help me out with this, you know, I've got a set of concerns, you know, that partly might be my own. And then can you help me with this? And you get that permission. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get that permission, then you've done two things. You can get get out on the table what you need to get out on the table, and you've also, even though you've asked for permission, you've really given permission to the other person to start to give up some of his or her preconceived notions and generalizations, Now, of course, I do this all day, every day, with people, and they start to dialogue. Mm-hmm. And people start to dialogue, and they start to make some ground rules between each other of how to avoid some of the generalization pitfalls. Once that happens, you have a relationship that will be much more highly valued, and plus you've got a set of kind of ground rule things to go back to if and when you feel like, well, these got trod on a little bit, these got violated a little bit, let's go back and talk about this ground rule that we had, you know, where we really are going to be on time, and if we're not on time, we're going to let each other know ahead of time, because we both need to be respectful of each other's ability to plan our day. Kind of thing.
And by having that conversation with each other, I'm going to be a little more careful, maybe a little more sensitive on my end to maybe not being so sensitive, or in your case, you would be a little more conscious of some of the concerns that I have.
That's right. And then the concerns will be individual. Without the freight train of your whole past interactions with architects or whatever, you know, interfering in an unconscious way. You're dealing with one person or one situation or one group in present time. This is a lot easier to deal with than a lot of past stuff that you don't remember, but you know the hurt is there, and you've been protecting yourself against that hurt.
You know, sometimes I know a lot of times the relationships get started, and someone else falls short of what was expected by the other person, and because it has never been talked about, it turns into this little sore that keeps getting picked, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. And then it justifies, there's just another one, you know. And what you're doing is you're defending yourself again against those emotions. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't realize that, and you start to pile up these justifications. And, just another one. Here we go again.
Hey, Archie, I got to wrap it up. But what a great visit! Another one that we always learn so much when you join us. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. My pleasure. You're great to work with.
Archie Chiancutte, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Archie Chiancutte, and Built on Trust is the book. Please buy the book. I promise you, you'll thank me later. You will thank me later. You won't put it in your library. You won't set it on a shelf. It'll be on your desk, like mine is. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.